Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're taking your phone calls. This is a short segment. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny joins us. Then after she leaves, we'll continue with your phone calls. We're taking calls in order to receive it. I had to pause for a second. Larry Pinkney, what an amazing person. I love him so much. Love everybody that fights for freedom. He's, if you know his whole story, it's just unbelievable that guy did what he showed up against. Brian in Texas. Brian, you're on the air. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Powerful call. What Larry Pinkney had to say about the, there is a great awakening going on, and it is, make no mistake, you are the catalyst behind this, Alex, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. No doubt people are waiting.
Let me interrupt you. I'm not being rude, Brian. If we give me credit, it's a lie. The listeners and you, Brian, are the catalyst. All of us together did this. Because if we think Alex Jones did it, that's a joke. We need to give the credit to you. Go ahead.
You're the motivator. You, I agree with you, but I really appreciate, and everybody does appreciate, what you put yourself through.
Well, I appreciate you, Brian. Just keep me in the fight. All out. I have nightmares. I'll beat these people. I want to beat them. So thank you for helping me beat them. That's all I'm saying, brother. All I'm going to do is beat them. We're going to do it together. Go ahead and make a point.
We have been blessed by the Bible, and it lets us know the whole outcome of all this. But the one thing that we do not know, and we have to keep remembering, is we don't know the time frame. No man knows it. So the fight that we're putting up needs to continue, needs to stay strong. And that's the purpose of my call. We need to grow the InfoWars infrastructure. And just in a raw idea, we need the churches. We need to do this through the way God wants us to do it. But we don't need every church. We know that we have been let down by the churches. We need committed churches to get on board to grow this InfoWars outreach, if you will, a place that people can still gather. We know we're going to be attacked. It's coming. It's going to be more difficult possibly in the future. People may have no power, but it needs, if we had a infrastructure of churches on board where people could go to and connect.
I totally agree. If churches would get off the bench, we'd fix this right away.
And that's the thing. If they get on board, that's the ones that we want. If they don't want to be, if they want to be a prophet church, a mega church, if
well,
you will.
Well, they keep pretending like they'll just hide and they'll be passed over. No, we're going to lose everything if they don't get off their ass.
You know, it's a shame. I've met more people my age whose parents have had them in church predominantly their whole life, which is a great thing. However, when I talk to a majority of these people, they know nothing about Revelation.
They have no idea that it's all being fulfilled. They have no idea it's all here.
They know the feel-good message, and there's nothing wrong with that. There should be a balance, though. And in the times that we're living in, people that have been going to church, everybody.
But they stay babies. It's time to grow up.
They need to know about the mark of the beast. They need to know. They need to stay stern. And but anyway, I just hope you consider this. I'm sure it's something that you thought about. But we need the churches, and we
brother,
need.
Brother, I want the churches to get on board. I go to the mega churches in Austin, and the pastors are listeners, and they're doing an okay job, but they need to go all the way. God bless you. All right, look, I'll get to Jason, Marie, Sally, Chris, Jeremiah, Deborah, Jeremiah. Never had two Jeremiahs. We had two Jeremiahs. That's wild. Jeremiah in Virginia and in California. And Heath, I'll get to all of you, but we got Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, one of the leading doctors exposing this tyranny, medical doctor, coming up straight ahead. And we got so many clips, major European studies confirming that the mRNA shot takes over your DNA, major studies that it is causing cancer and mass death, record death that she predicted here 2.5 years ago. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is coming up in just 60 seconds on the other side of this. And I hope every amazing listener of a race, color, and creed that's got red blood that God made will share the live feeds of InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.Video right now, because They wouldn't be trying to censor if this didn't hurt them. It hurts them bad. And we're going to protect the people straight ahead. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today, and it's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's not about credit, but it's about results. And of the Dr. Mercullis and Mercullis and countless other great men and women that have stood up to the evil of the genetic, biological, chemical attack through these shots. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, I've been interviewing more than 20 years. And she's here with us now to talk about the latest developments. A medical doctor who saw the problems in her own patients, who successfully and accurately predicted 2.5 years ago on this show what is now confirmed. All the insurance actuaries, the Wall Street Journal, all of them. Oh, my God, record deaths in young people, record deaths 18 to 63. The vaccines aren't vaccines. They erase your immune system, and it's all hanging out there, but nothing is being done about it. And now they're coming back with more lockdowns and more force shots and their next attack. So she joins us now, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, one of the country's most knowledgeable and outspoken physicians regarding the impact of vaccines on health. TenpennyIMC.com, website Vaxxer with two X's.com, Twitter, Busy Dr. T. And she joins us to talk about brain damage. We are now seeing from the shots, blood clots, the agenda, the history of money, gold, silver, and how to prepare for the next steps. DrTenpenny.com. Doctor, we salute you and we thank you, and we wish you weren't vindicated, but you certainly are in spades. You're here with us now. You've got the floor.
Thank you so much, Alex. And yes, it's been almost 23 years that we've been having these conversations about vaccines that then rolled over into the pandemic. And then, of course, the COVID injections and jabs, which are not vaccines. And you're right. It's not a good feeling to know that everything that I said back in March of 2020 in terms of the pandemic, in terms of the masks, the myth of the mask, the nonsense of the social distancing, the fraud of the PCR tests, and all of the stuff in the 40 mechanisms of injury of how these shots can make you sick or kill you. And I said that somewhere between March of 2020 and March of 21, that the tsunami of deaths that would be coming, the tsunami of injuries. And I just heard your segment about the churches, and hopefully the churches will not fail us as miserably the second time around when we see this tsunami of regrets and remorse and of sadness when all these people are dying, and that the church will be there and we'll see the greatest revival ever. Because what we're now seeing in terms of brain injury from these shots is just irrefutable. I mean, what is actually causing something called tauopathies? There's two substacks that I wrote about it. My substacks are Eye on the Evidence at substack.com. And are your friends and family members brain damaged by something that is destroying what's called alpha syncytia, which turns into Lewy body dementia and Parkinson's disease anywhere 3 to 10 years out from when this is happening? So any of the people that say, I got the shot and I'm just fine, they've got to be looking over their shoulder for years in terms of neuropathic problems, dementias, and other types of things that will be going on with their brain and their immune system. When I wrote the article, I wrote a second article on Substack that was called "I Got the Shot and I'm Just Fine," because I'm sure that can resonate too with thousands, if not millions, of your listeners, that they hear that from their friends and family members. But the problem is that the blood-brain barrier is being broken by these spike proteins that are manufactured by these shots, and also by the chemicals that are inside of the shots, the polyethylene glycol, the graphene oxide, and the heaven only knows what else is in there of those shots, and I say that in air quotes, that is damaging the blood-brain barrier. And the blood-brain barrier is now called the neurovascular unit, and it's the blood that surrounds the brain and incorporates the spinal cord. And what they're actually saying is that this is actually going to be causing, and let me read this to you, it's the dysfunction of the blood-brain barrier is rapidly expanding and can cause numerous pathological conditions such as ischemic strokes, infections, epilepsy, tumors, drug-resistant epilepsy, neuroinflammatory diseases called tauopathies. The breakdown of the blood-brain barrier is an early independent biomarker of human cognitive decline.
So let me interrupt you. I'm not a medical doctor like you are that predicted all this.
One sentence, Alex.
Go ahead.
Tau proteins have been found in 40 to 50% of people with the blood-brain barrier that's been destroyed. So we can document this by blood tests.
No, start over. I don't mean to interrupt you. My point is, I read the headlines. Blood clots at record level. Oh, the soft drinks are making it happen. This is having it happen. They admit all this death is happening, and they're trying to act like it's not the shots. So recap what you were saying. I just wanted to inject that.
Yeah, and now I read one yesterday that they're trying to blame coffee. Coffee, yeah, as being the reason for blood clots, that, you know, we know that that's simply not true. And I think that a lot of these things with monkeypox and with these hemorrhagic fevers, they want to start the fear machine mongering again so that everybody will lock down and wear a mask and do all the stupid stuff with putting Q-tips up their nose. And all that's doing is covering up the side effects. We know that Pfizer had documented more than 1,100 diseases, disorders, and types of problems that were going to be caused by these Pfizer shots, and they knew about it before they even released them.
Exactly. So I interrupted you and messed up what you were saying earlier. Recap that, because that's important, and continue on.
Just the fact that the disruption of the blood-brain barrier. The blood-brain barrier is the endothelial cells that are really super tightly joined together, that they really regulate what is allowed into the brain. The spike proteins and the chemicals in these shots are breaking down the blood-brain barrier. And as that gets broken, we can actually measure something called tau proteins, spelled T-A-U, tau proteins in the blood as an acute independent marker of cognitive dysfunction. So these people that you're seeing that can't talk, can't finish sentences, are really grasping for different types of things that they didn't do before. And when I wrote the article, "I Got the Shot and I'm Just Fine," and I wrote the other article, "Are Your Friends and Family Members Brain Damaged by the Shots?" I meant it. I really meant it, that this is actually happening. And this is just one element of the neurocognitive decline. The other is the cardiovascular markers and what we're seeing with myocarditis. I wrote another article on my Substack about myocarditis. And all of these things are happening. And, Alex, these are just two of 1,100 different things.
And we go back to October of 2020. The CDC's own documents said this would happen. So they knew, Dr. Tenpenny.
They did. They've known it from the beginning. And, you know, the judge that has told them to release 55,000 documents per month, and so far I believe it's only been about 1,200, they are really, what are they trying to hide? That they wanted to bury for 75 years, which is all the people that are alive and doing the CEOs and doing the bench researchers and all these things now would be dead, and it would be into the next generation. So they wanted to literally bury the data so that we would not know of all these horrifying things that were going to be happening. The infertility, the cardiac problems, the autoimmune diseases, the long list of autoimmune diseases, the long list of cancers in every organ system of the body. This is full out war on the human race. On the human race. And yes, the churches, like you said in your last segment, which is one of the things I talk about a lot when I'm out doing my public talks, is how involved we need to be fighting the spiritual battle here, and the churches really do need to step it up and get involved.
Wow. You got so much to cover in the next hour. What do you want to get into next when we come back?
I think that we'll just talk about this a little bit more, about the different types of symptoms that people may be having, and that they need to. We need to talk about the cognitive dissonance, and then I'd like to talk a little bit about our summer camp, the summer boot camp that we're doing starting right now.
All right, Dr. Shira Tenpenny is our guest. You got a lot of great websites. What's the best one for folks to visit?
DrTenpenny.com is where you can find most everything that's linked through DrTenpenny.com.
All right, DrTenpenny.com. Excellent site, incredible information. The insurance actuaries, all the numbers are out. Mass death, record death. They are literally killing us and trying to normalize it, but we're not going to let them do it. They ended the lockdowns. They've got those coming back as well. We'll talk about it straight ahead. Please don't forget, band.video. Once this live show's over, we'll archive the Dr. Shira Tenpenny interview. It's one of the biggest guests we have on, millions of views. Share it. Wake people up. Warn people. This archived interview, this live right now, will be posted at band.video. Whatever you do, continue to spread the word about InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com/show. We'll be right back.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Study that just came out of Sweden that is just so alarming.
The news is buzzing out of Lund University, Malmo, Sweden. Marcus Alden is the first author. The first demonstration in a human hepatic or liver cell line that the Pfizer vaccine, in fact, reverse transcribes and installs DNA into the human genome.
Wow. And so in simple terms, what does that mean, Dr. Bartlett?
Thank you for making it simple. So basically, there's an enzyme that can take that messenger RNA vaccine information and put it into the DNA of the person, into their DNA.
Mm.
And we were told that could not happen. So this is in a lab, but it's showing
really?
That the you remember the vaccine is messenger RNA.
Yeah.
And we were told that that messenger RNA could not go into your DNA, but this is showing that in a lab it can.
And so what happens when it does, Dr. Cole?
Well, can I answer slightly different than your question?
Yeah.
So one of the fun things about the last couple of years being a doctor and lawyer is this is a very interesting opportunity, and I think we're going to be bringing another lawsuit because there's actually federal law that you cannot discriminate against people for genetic discriminations. I forgot the acronym. I think it's GINA, G-I-N-A.
GINA,
right? So this now opens the door to saying that if you're not allowing somebody in who chose not to get the shot, that you're actually engaging in genetic discrimination. So I think there's this Sweden study, I think, opens the door to a new type of lawsuit.
If you're pregnant and you have this done, can that then affect your baby?
Yes. You see, this is an alarming finding. The CDC says on its website very explicitly, this will not change your DNA. The paper that came out of Sweden. Now, there'll be many more to confirm it. And the steps are to, A, confirm it, to confirm that the entire code is installed, and then to actually confirm that it's expressed, meaning that the spike protein now is continuously expressed from human cells. But because the lipid nanoparticles are taken up everywhere, that means somatic cells in your organs, but also your gametocytes, actually the cells that actually are the sperm and the egg, if they are carrying it, that indeed means that, in fact, it could be passed to the daughter cells. And
so that could be open up for birth defects. And
yes.
And all.
This is all part of a depopulation plan, and it's all coming out now. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is our guest. What do you make of that incredible new study that came out? I know 2 years ago you warned on this show it could get into your DNA. Now it's being confirmed. Where is this going?
Well, it's interesting, Alex, because when I wrote the 20 Mechanisms of Injury ebook and then did the webinar on that, it was in May of 2021, and poor planning on my part, we did that on a Mother's Day weekend, and we had a lot of requests to redo it. So we rescheduled it for July, and between May of 21 and July of 21, I found 20 more mechanisms of injury of how the COVID shots can make you sick or kill you. So 40 altogether, two completely different ebooks. They're both available at drtenpenny.com, and they're all hyperlinked. That shows exactly what these things are doing. And it's so interesting because every week now there seems to be more articles that are coming out confirming everything that I had put out from the mainstream peer-reviewed literature way back in May of 21. But nobody was reading it. Nobody was paying attention to it. Nobody wanted to hear it because it causes such great cognitive dissonance, sort of like this fabricated thing they've come up with now called SADS, S-A-D-S, sudden adult distress syndrome, that people are just suddenly dropping over dead. You know, that they're just, you know, suddenly dropping over dead, completely healthy people. And they don't want to admit that it was the shot. In fact, one of the articles I read said doctors are completely perplexed at why these sudden adult death syndromes, why these people are just dropping over dead. And it's like they're perplexed because they don't want to connect the dots. And they don't want to connect the dots, in my opinion, for two very important reasons. One is the fact that most doctors are double jabbed and boosted. So they're wondering if they are going to be the next one with the sudden adult death syndrome where they're going to drop over dead. The other one is knowing how many patients in their practices that they have seen on Monday, they seem to be just fine, they got a shot, and then on Thursday they are suddenly dead. And some doctors that I believe are still good people that are still thinking and still have some level of consciousness about this are wondering if they are complicit in the murder of their patients. I have a new employee that I hired that left her job because she said, I saw my doctor that I was working for murder 81 of my patients, and I couldn't stand it another minute. I could no longer participate and be part of it. And she's one of, I'm sure, thousands of nurses and nurse practitioners and physician's assistants across the country that are coming to the becoming cognizant about the fact that this is happening. Yes, exactly.
So big 35,000-foot view, their program, their operation, what was their plan? How is it going for them? It seems like as bad as it is, people are waking up. It seems to me like their plan is blowing up in their face, even though it's caused a lot of carnage.
I believe that that's true. I believe that they overplayed their hand. You know, they tried to do the depopulation. If you didn't die, then you were going to become sick and chronically ill and be a customer for life. And then you were going to also be able to, and then if you didn't die from one of their diseases, you were going to be wired up into the transhumanism movement and be part of the Internet of Things and the Internet of Bodies and get your microchip and your QR code for doing business and participating in life. I think they didn't understand or had any concept of the human resiliency and of people that were not willing to become slaves and to become robots. And I do think that they really underplayed their hand on knowing that the Christian people and the people who would put on the full armor of God and resist this, the evils and this present darkness that we are fighting against these powers and principalities. I think that they underestimated God's hand in this, people's power of prayer in this, and the willingness of them to fight back.
I agree with that. It's blown up in their face. So what do you expect them to do next?
I think that they're going to hammer down. These people are relentless. They worship Satan. Their depopulation agenda has not been working as well for them as what they had hoped, at least not as fast. And they're relentless. I mean, you know, people on our side are nice and they don't want to get involved and they just don't want to say anything bad about anybody. And, you know, everybody's entitled to what they want to do. But the people on the other side are relentless and they do not give up. They go 24/7, around the clock because they've got every time zone covered. And I believe that they'll release some other bioterrorism method. They know that they've learned how to capitalize on fear. And I'm just hoping and praying that people will say things like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, ain't going to happen.
Exactly. We're in a race to expose their next lockdown, their next bioweapon release, their monkeypox. That fear didn't work. Their new ninja variant didn't create fear. What do you think is coming next?
It might be Ebola. I kind of thought that it would be hemorrhagic fevers and maybe Ebola even before they went with the monkeypox angle, because they already have in the U.S., they already have an approved Ebola vaccine. It was approved actually in February of 2020. I had gone to the CDC to thinking I was going to hear about Corona, and what we heard instead was their approval of the Ebola vaccine, even for pregnant women, and this was the end of February of 2020.
That's incredible. What they pre-program always comes true. I want to talk about the future with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. DrTenpenny.com. I want to talk about blood clots at record levels, the insurance actuary showing record death, and more with her. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is our guest. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. We'll come right back for this forbidden information you're not supposed to hear. And then we're going to archive this live show later at Bandoff Video. Please, for your future, my future, all of our futures, share this interview. We'll be right back.
We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at TheBioPros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or TheBioPros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've been seeing on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind you switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When it's running down,
well, Dr. Sherry Chinpenny is our guest on this live Tuesday broadcast. She's a medical doctor exposing and predicting everything we're in right now. So, Doc, I got to ask 1,000 questions, and I've got a lot of points
I want to go over, but front and center for you, new lockdowns are coming. We talked about that last segment. They're getting ready with the new attacks. Where do you see this going, and what else do you want to impart to this audience of millions?
I think that it's really important to protect yourself as best as you can from being around people who've already received these bioweapon injections. I mean, they've shown that the spike protein can be spread from person to person by physical contact as an exosome. And I think it's important to use colloidal silver. I know you've got a great product that you have for that, hydrogen peroxide, iodine. I know you have a great product for that. I think those are all really important things. I'm a big fan of ivermectin and will always be. I think that it's one of the important things that globs onto the spike proteins and blocks the ACE2 receptors. And we all now know that there's a lot of other important reasons that ivermectin is a good thing. It fights cancer. It's got all kinds of things in it. So I think that the food preparation, like what you said on your commercial break there, is super important to be prepared. We did a boot camp that was in the spring. Our boot camp this summer that is open for enrollment right now it's called Summer Camp. It's a 4-week course compressed into 2 weeks. So it's 4 nights. It's Tuesday and Thursday night for 4 weeks that we're going to be talking about how to plan a little bit better in terms of your way forward and thinking about the understanding the history is the way forward. We're bringing in registered investment advisors. Matt and I are not investment advisors. We're not going to tell you what to do with your money or how to spend it or where to put it. But we're bringing in people that can, like Dr. Kirk Elliott is going to be a guest. He's going to talk about the history of gold and silver. We have another important guest that's going to talk about the history of constitutional money and why our fiat money is not worth anything and why we are facing hyperinflation because of that. We're going to be talking about the history of cryptocurrency. My business partner, Matt, was one of the original miners of the original cryptocurrency when it first started. So he's always had a front row seat to try to explain to people the pros and cons about the history of cryptocurrency and the volatility and give some people understanding of the history of it, because if you understand the history, you'll understand things going forward. And then the last night of our boot camp, which is on July the 28th, it'll be the history of the Great Reset. We're going to start with the Fabians and come forward all the way through the Rockefellers. We're going to put it all into a bite-sized piece so that you can get it all and explain it to your friends and family members. So this 4-week course that is going to be loaded and absolutely loaded with information, it is on Tuesday and Thursday nights. You can go to learningforyou.org/summercamp and register for the course. It's $299 for a 4-week course. And for the special bonus, we have a 2-hour interview with Catherine Austin Fitz and she wanted to kick off the boot camp because she felt like she had the most to say about it. And she did a 2-hour interview called The Top 10 Mistakes People Do With Their Money. And honestly, the $299 value is worth it.
Her information is invaluable. So let me throw this out big picture for you. 35,000 foot view. What did the globalists want to do 30 months ago with the COVID release versus what it did and where you think we are right now? I mean, how did it go for them?
I don't think it's gone so well for them. I mean, yes, we've had carnage. We've had carnage with our food, with our money, with, you know, millions of people being injured and, you know, that we know of at least 1.6 million people that have been injured. We know at least 57,000 people in this country have died. Now we've seen, you know, Steve Kirch has come out and said that he really believes that it's more like 500,000 people that have died. And Dr. David Martin came out a couple of weeks ago and said he felt there would be 750 million dead people by 2028. And I said to David, I said, I think that a number of people that are going to die is going to be larger than 750 million by a magnitude. And I think saying it's going to happen by 2028, the timeline is too long. It's going to be much sooner and much more gravity than that. So on the carnage side, I think that they've done a pretty good job. They've been met with so much resistance, though. And I think that they thought it was going to be a walk in the park. You know, Alex, back in 2020, it just was so perplexing to me when this first started on how did they get 190 countries in the entire world, or 194 countries, to lock down, put on masks, go into their basement, mask up their children, get Q-tips crammed up their nose, and be subjected to this unbelievable experimental shot. How did that happen on every country around the world at the same time? Well, it's by knowing the history of the World Economic Forum and where they started. It actually started before that in the 20s. And then in the 70s when they uncoupled, you know, the dollar from the gold standard. And now we've got hyperinflation because we pumped so much money into circulation. And if we understood those histories a little bit better, we would understand better where we are and where they're, what they're trying to do to us going forward.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, doesn't it come down to this? They don't want a bunch of baby boomers collecting Social Security. At the end of the day, they're trying to depopulate people. It's so obvious.
And it's not only the top end. You know, think about this. They don't want their baby boomers collecting Social Security. They don't want their elderly collecting and living off of Medicare. And so if they're going to go to all this trouble to kill all these millions of people on the top end, particularly in the United States and the UK and the Five Eye countries, in the more wealthy countries, if they're trying to get rid of the top end, they certainly don't want those young baby boomers to start having, or the young baby, not baby boomers, but those young people to start having babies to fill up the pipeline again. So all of these shots that are going to, like that little segment you showed of that Peter McCullough was talking about. Yes, those, now we know the spike protein. I already talked about it in the 40 mechanisms of injury. The spike proteins destroy the sperm, destroy the eggs, and make people infertile. So now that we've depopulated from the top, we certainly don't want those young people having babies and filling up from the bottom. We have got to destroy humanity at both ends.
And that's what's happening. But as you said, it's not going well for them. So I'll go back to the same question. What do you expect they're going to pull next?
You know, like I said, I think it's going to be one other biologic. It may be the whole thing with a weaponized form of monkeypox, because people are saying that, you know, they're getting the monkeypox. It's very painful. It seems to be more in the homosexual population that they weaponized it to try to and have these horrible rashes to cover up the side effects that we're seeing from the Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca shots. Maybe that they're going to do that. Are there going to be an Ebola, a Marburg related? Because now we're saying, oh, we're starting to see, you know, hemorrhagic viruses show up in places we haven't before. Or is it going to be some other completely weaponized virus or bacteria or something nuclear? I mean, why did they start now suddenly having commercials, TV commercials, telling people what to do in the event of a nuclear attack? Why would they be doing that except more predictive programming? So they want the world population to go down. They don't want to have it rebuilt back up by a bunch of young people. They want it, and the people that are left will be customers for life of the pharmaceutical industry.
That's right. And for those that don't know, even Elon Musk points out, you've got to have 2.2 children for every two adults or society collapses. So when they're doing all this, they know it's going to collapse society.
Absolutely. It's the plan. That's been the plan since the 70s, probably even before that, because they have to have a smaller set of serfs that are easily controllable. Now, if we can microchip all those serfs and we know where they are, we can control their movement and everything that they do by their handheld cell phones. And we can actually get the chip into their hand or their forehead, like it talks about in the Bible, so people won't be able to buy, sell, or trade without having the absolute mark of the beast or a QR code or some other way that you can function in society to buy food, to buy gasoline, to travel. They want people to be controlled. They want them to be either microchipped.
And this has
be
all been announced.
Or not.
Dr. Sherry Chinpenny, final segment coming up. We're going to hit on this, other key points you've got to cover, and the blood clots and the rest of it. And then after she leaves us, we'll get to all these callers ahead of the next guest host taking over. Wow. What a time to be alive. Dr. Sherry Chinpenny, 2.5 years later, totally vindicated. It all came true.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stranger to the rain.
All right, I'm going to host 15 minutes the next hour. I had Wayne Allen Root taking over because the January 6th committee has attacked us big time. Just about 30 minutes ago, we had the club. That's coming up. It's pretty crazy. And for callers, I got to most of you, but we'll get your number. We'll call you back tomorrow. We'll get you on. Appreciate you holding. We can't get to you. I appreciate you. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, since you mentioned it, here's the New York City official ad promoting nuclear warfare that you were talking about.
So there's been a nuclear attack. Don't ask me how or why. Just know that the big one has hit. Okay? So what do we do? There are three important steps that I want you to remember. Step one, get inside fast. You, your friends, your family, get inside. And no, staying in the car is not an option. You need to get into a building and move away from the windows.
Oh.
Step two, stay inside. Shut all doors and windows. Have a basement? Head there. If you don't have one, get as far into the middle of the building as possible. If you were outside after the blast, get clean immediately. Remove and bag all outer clothing to keep radioactive dust or ash away from your body. Step 3. Stay tuned. Follow media for more information. Don't forget to sign up for Notify NYC for official alerts and
updates. Yeah, your internet's going to work with nuclear
and
war.
And don't go outside until officials say it's safe.
Oh, officials say.
All right, you've got this.
They're getting ready for an economic collapse. They lost a bio attack. They did a force injection. They're getting us ready for the Great Reset, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny.
Yeah, I mean, when you listen to that, Alex, how many of those things that she said do you think will work? You know, if you're in a nuclear attack, I mean, unless the nuclear attack was on the other side of the country and you happen to be in New York.
Yeah, if you're in New York, the building's falling down on you, you're dead.
Exactly. And the radiation goes through and the heat and the explosion, the blast, everything that happened. And go take a shower, by the way, and for sure turn on your television and listen to our broadcast. I mean, seriously, I mean, this is like a joke. It has to be a joke.
But they're clearly doing it just like with COVID for fear.
Apparently so. I mean, yes, the big one has happened somewhere, but it certainly wouldn't, that really wouldn't do anything for you if what happened, it was just right outside. I'm telling you, that has to be a joke. And if people really believe that and think that that is something that they could do in the event of nuclear attack, you know what it reminds me of, Alex? It reminds me of when we were kids and they had these nuclear drills and you had to get underneath your chair, your
duck
little
cover.
Tiny wooden chair, duck and cover in the first grade, like that was going to do something.
So let me ask you this, beyond being a medical doctor, beyond predicting all this, politically with Joe Biden, the Hunter Biden, the iPhone, all of it, all this coming out, I mean, how would you describe this political moment we're at right now?
I just can't believe that let me rephrase that. What has not happened is more disturbing, I think, than what has happened. Now that we've just in the last couple of days heard about, you know, Hunter Biden should be charged with sex trafficking, of taking young women, prostitutes across state line that was possibly funded by his father. I mean, if this was happening to a Republican, could you only imagine what they would be doing in terms of uprising and up? If this was happening to Trump or if this was happening to some other Republican that would be in public office, but because they're protecting Biden and wanting to keep the puppet in there for whatever reason for as long as possible, you know, it's going to be one more thing that probably not much is going to be done about, which is really sad. I feel like our entire government is missing in action. Both sides of the aisle are just a bunch of rhinos, and just really, it's very disturbing the fact that what is not happening in our country is equally as bad as what has been happening.
I totally agree. They are hyping new lockdowns. They are hyping masks at national parks. They say they're getting ready for new ones. When do you think they'll try the next lockdown? After the election, or what are you seeing, Dr. Tenpenny?
Oh, it'll be before the election, in my opinion. It'll definitely be any way to try to stop the election, whether they'll go to all paper types of they'll go to like paper ballots, and then there won't be enough paper because we have a paper shortage. And then they'll lock it down so people can't go and vote because it's a paper vote. You know, they'll shut down the internet. They'll say you have to have your QR code to prove that you had been vaccinated, not just vaccinated once, but double vaxxed and boosted at least once, if not twice. In order to be
and that
able
was
to
my
vote.
Last
I mean,
question. What do you make of all the reports of Fauci and of Biden, all of them, 3, 4, 5 shots, they're still sick. I know a bunch of people that took the shot, they get sick over and over again. People that didn't take the shot keep getting sick. Since when does a pathogen, you catch it 3, 4 times, since when does your body not learn to defeat it? That sounds like synthetic to me.
Well, you're absolutely right. And we know that the more and more data that's coming out, you're much more likely to die if you've been vaccinated. Even you're more likely to die if you've had even just one shot.
Yeah, what did you make of the Wall Street Journal 2 weeks ago that people are double likely to die if they've had the shot? Why? They're even reporting it. I mean, that's insane.
Well, and doesn't that just tell you what the status of things are? That now they're trying to cover their tracks. Because we've known for 2 years now that these shots destroy your immune system, irreversibly destroy your toll-like receptors, which is your primary innate immune system. We know that it permanently damages your heart, that the spike protein can go inside of your nucleus and release and stop your body from protecting you from cancer. I mean, the list is at least 40 different ways that I've been able to identify. There's probably more that have come out since then. But I think that in terms of what you were asking about about the elections, they know that they would lose by a landslide, I guess. But, you know, they've never done away with they've never corrected the last election fraud problem. And what makes us think there would be any less election fraud going forward? And will they shut everybody down and not allow people to leave their house right before they have to go and vote? I mean, it's just one sinister plan and one sinister evil plot.
It's a desperate globalist
another.
Elite trying to stay in control. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, everybody can check out your websites. Thank you so much. Amazing interview.
Thank you so much for having me, Alex.
Thank you. All right. I've got to hit this January 6th attack because it's insane. It's about demonizing the populist, nationalists, those that question fraudulent elections. That's coming up. But separately, the cavalry's here. This is the strongest curcuminoid, strongest system out there for your immune system, for your body, for inflammation. The strongest curcuminoid out there is a national brand that costs more than ours, that's 75% curcuminoid. This is 95% curcuminoid, and it's back in stock, a limited supply, more than 7 months sold out, almost 8 months sold out. Body's ultimate turmeric formula is so important for men, women, children, black, white, old, young, doesn't matter, and it funds the operation. So Body's ultimate turmeric formula is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's is back in stock at 25% off. Uses a medical herb for thousands of years. Turmeric is one of the most studied ingredients known today. And this is a concentrated, super strong, the strongest version available right now for joint support, mobility support, flexibility support, inflammatory support, your immune system. Concentrated turmeric, 95% humanoids, Botswana, Sartata extract, organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, and Pepperdine, which is concentrated black powder. It is incredible for your digestion, for your immune system, everything. Body's ultimate turmeric formula isn't just a great product you and your family need. It funds the InfoWar, a total and complete, absolute 360 win. So we've been sold out of many of our best sellers for 6, 7, 8, 9 months. Finally, a limited supply of Body's is in stock, ready to ship right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The perfect answer to whole body support. Body's is back at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And Vitamin Real Fusion is a few weeks out, but I don't know which one's better. They're both incredible products, but this is the strongest turmeric out there. Body's ultimate curcuminoid at InfoWarsStore.com. And get an Alan Jones is Right t-shirt while you're at it. Get a 2000 Mules DVD to be in your archive. They can't censor while you're at InfoWarsStore.com. X2 still 40% off. We still have VasoBeats and Ultra 12 40% off. They're incredible products that are real bolsters and defenses against the globalist and keep us on the air. So Body's, X2, VasoBeats, Ultra 12, all available, 25 to 40% off, and we need the funds more than ever. So take advantage of this. If you haven't tried X2, if you haven't tried Body's, if you haven't tried these products, you are crazy if you're not. But I'm just so excited, and bless God, thank you, all of you, that finally one of our best-selling products is back in stock. Get it while you can. It will sell out at current sales rates in 2 weeks, and hopefully more comes in, but we've got to pay the bills. We've got to pay the payroll. It's a great product you need. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.